Welcome to the Energy Roadmap Podcast. This is a private podcast to get you ready for the workshop that you have registered for. These next three episodes are all about energy and the human design centers. So welcome. I am Erica Full. I am your host and I will be your guide. And I am a decision mentor and inner trust guide. I help women in midlife trust their inner guidance, understand their unique strengths, and stop saying yes to what drains them. Using human design, coaching, and Reiki, we clear the noise so their no feels powerful and their yes feels true. We are all bombarded with energy from others, from the news, from coworkers, family, and if you feel drained or exhausted, there is an explanation. Maybe you have been taught that everyone else has the answers to help you. People will say to you, well, if you're exhausted, you should go to the doctor or you should go see a therapist and maybe they can get you some anti-anxiety medicine so you can sleep. And deep down, you know that it's much more than that. Or feeling like you're failing as a parent in some way because your kid has an epic meltdown every week at the grocery store. And you listen to parenting podcasts hoping that finally someone can help you with your deeply feeling kid and give you a solution that will actually work. Or you're dreading the family get-togethers because everyone just talks over everybody else and you not only feel talked over, but that makes you feel invisible and you wonder why you are so different from the rest of your family. What if I told you there is nothing wrong with you? The systems that we are all a part of that are established in our society were built to benefit one type of person. And I don't know anybody that fits that perfect type. And there is a map, a body map of your energy that will not just shift how you feel, but also how you parent, how you interact and relate with others, people in your family, and even how to make decisions which can affect that exhaustion and that anxiety. I am not a doctor, and I am not a self-aggrandizing health guru. But I can guarantee you that studying and learning your own human design can change your life. How do I know? Because it's changed my life. It's changed the lives of my clients and so many others that I know that have studied their own human design. Human design is not a typing system like the Enneagram or the Myers-Briggs or the StrengthsFinder. It goes so much deeper than a label or a box that you're expected to fit into. In Myers-Briggs, there are 16 combinations of personality types. In Enneagram, there are just 9. And in StrengthsFinder, there are 34 themes that could be your top strength. Those are all based on your mind and how your mind interprets the questions that you have to answer. Human design is different. It is based on your birth time, date, and location. So it takes your mind out of the equation in figuring out your chart. Human design is so complex that it's possible that there are only 600 living people on the planet that have the same combination of traits as you. And there are 8 billion people on the planet right now. Even with twins, they may not have the exact same human design chart because of the placement of the planets with their different birth times. Just a few minutes can change things in the chart. I had a client that even a matter of 4 minutes changed her chart drastically. And even if you are a twin and you have a chart that is exactly the same, it gets expressed differently in different people. And what's really cool is this incredibly complex system can be a tool that is uncannily accurate. And the more people I talk to who I have worked with and that those who have worked with human design, they are always amazed at how seen they feel. They feel like they finally have words for their lived experience. Women especially. We were told about who we should be with these unwritten rules. And then parents who had expectations of who their little girl would grow up to be. And as women, we were told to have the family or get the right job or maybe marry the right person, and then your life would feel so fulfilling. And there are those that completely reject all of those ideas and boldly follow their heart. And something happens around age 40, and definitely around 43 to 44. Women wake up and are wondering, is this all there is? I have done all of the stuff I was supposed to do, and they either feel that they have lost themselves or they are wondering, is this all there is? Because the bill of goods we were sold by this patriarchal society had no consideration of our inner being except to follow a chosen religion, and most, if not all, of those religions are very male dominated. It was all external and it was all outside of ourselves. This idea that others know better about us than we do ourselves. The gurus, the experts, the politicians, the religious leaders. And around age 43, a new cycle starts in a woman's life. I am not talking about perimenopause, though I find it fascinating that this new cycle and perimenopause tend to coincide so closely together. This cycle is called the Uranus opposition. The planet Uranus, or Uranus, depending on how you want to pronounce it, is directly 180 degrees from where it was in the solar system when you were born. Okay, maybe not the solar system, but on a placement chart. In human design, the 40s cycle, this Uranus opposition, is about the roadmap to get back on track to become the elder that you can be when you enter your 50s. So the 40s are these transformational years. Think about like the caterpillar in the cocoon that then will emerge as this butterfly in your 50s, this sage, this wise woman. And if you're not living your true values, it can be really painful. It can be that midlife crisis that we've heard so many people talk about. It's about shedding what is not you and making new discoveries about yourself. I don't know how many women, when I was growing up, you would hear that somebody was like going to find themselves when they were about 40. My teacher, Julie Ciardi, says that it is your new direction in life until death. If you're not operating correctly, it actually marks a major transition because you have to come to terms with where you are in your life, and you really assess what you've accomplished so far in your life and reevaluate your life, your work, and your relationships. There's a sense of urgency that tends to arise, that you're maybe running out of time to fix the problem, which then leads you to act impulsively or even disruptively. Many women leave their marriages, or they change careers, or they take up something completely new at this time in their life. I was really surprised to learn that divorce rates are the highest for women in their 40s and their 50s. I think a lot of it is they're just tired of putting up with all the crap. But there's just this reassessment of like, what is important to me? What matters to me? And all of that reassessing gets us to a place that then we enter another cycle that starts around 50. This is called the Chiron return. It's about moving from that caterpillar in the cocoon stage into the sage and the wise woman's stage of the life. It's a shifting in the blossoming and the fulfillment of your life purpose. There's a self-confidence that emerges, like a coming into your own in a way that you didn't when you were younger. Many women over 50 attest to this shift. Like, they will tell you that they stop worrying about what others think about you. And when I was younger, when I heard them say, you know, when you're 50, you just stop caring what people think about you, I did not believe them until I got here. And then I got it. The Chiron return around 50 is when a real soul review tends to happen because you're coming to terms with your mortality. You are most likely, you know that you have less than 50 years left. So as we enter these stages in our lives as women, our 40 cycle and our 50 cycle, we start to decide and make conscious decisions that we are in charge of. in charge of our own lives. And part of that taking charge is understanding why things in your life have unfolded in the ways that they have, and also understanding our own minds and our own bodies, which leads us to trust ourselves more and know that others don't have the answers for us. In human design is one of the ways to gain that deeper understanding of yourself. Why you've made decisions that haven't felt good, or why you second guess yourself, or why you always feel overwhelmed by certain people. In the workshop on centers called the Energy Map, we're going to be talking about all of these energetic relationships we have and how your energy flows and expresses itself through your body, and how you may be taking on energy that isn't even your own. All of this with practical ways to work through your energy, work with your energy instead of against it. I'm so glad you're here, and I'm so excited to talk to you more about energy and your own energy. In the next episode, we're going to be talking about the energetic flow that happens in us and around us. So thanks for joining me today. That's our episode, and I hope you have a great one. I'll talk to you soon.